Blog Talk Radio.
Gotta take this thing back, deep back in the opportunity to come. I am Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, the host, and so glad to come before you at 1 o'clock to share some things about our neighborhood. This is a real grassroots talk show that focuses on our neighborhood block by block. And we're going to bring some things in here we're going to talk about today about how you can get that cushy job. And that some people say the dream job, but we want that cushy job. Some people are striving to get that job that's going to be that career-defining job. And we're going to talk about some ways to get it. It's going to be the small things because we do this in about 30 minutes, so we don't take long. By calling them to be a part of this show, since we're on Blog Talk Radio through WBSW, Internet Talk Radio as well, you can call at 347-857-4192, press 1, and make sure you give us your name and your location. If you feel comfortable with that, we'll take your location and offer your conversation, your comments about how to get that cushy job, because we all want to have that cushy job. So I tell you, at this point, I'm retired. Now, God has blessed me, and I'm thankful that he allowed me to put my time in. God just guided me through the whole process. As I look at some of the individuals that are watching on Facebook, I can remember starting back with them when they was young. Some of them was at the point of high school level, and some of them was moving toward high school. Had an opportunity to just be inspired. I'm going to say that, inspired through being at McKinsey. So glad. It was a blessing God sent me that way because I was so happy to be there. But the people there, just the individuals joining us on Facebook, I know what kind of people they are. They're good people, and I saw them grow up, and they're awesome providers for their community. So we have to give them a shout-out for sure. That's McKinsey, Alabama. That's McKinsey School. I'm so glad to be there. Was there 9 years. God blessed me to be there 9 years. It was a blessing to be able to be their history teacher, their social studies teacher, and a coach in football, basketball, and baseball, or whatever they asked me to do. I was glad to do that. That was the early part of my career. I thank God to bless me where I am now to be able to share thoughts with you. Now, if you want to check us out on the web link is www.blogtalkradio.com/WVSW, Internet Talk Radio. If you want to email the show, you can go to WVSW, Internet Talk Radio, @gmail.com. If you want to tweet the show, you go WVSW_Internet_Talk_ Radio, or at the Smith Way Production, at Lorenza D. Smith 15. We want you to keep in mind that we're heard in 18 countries, and we're being broadcast through all the social media you can ask about. We're on Facebook, we're on Blog Talk Radio, we're on Instagram, we're on Twitter. We also have a chance to be on YouTube, we're a Clubhouse. Now we operate, and you can join us on the room that I have that we operate our shows through. So we're so glad. It's a blessing, I'm going to tell you. But to be venue within, or entity, if you want to say, in the America, which is North American continent. I'm so glad to be able to be able to broadcast in the United States, in Canada, and our listening crew is, the numbers are growing every day, and we're so glad, and Mexico. So we're so glad to be broadcast all over the world. I can call out all the countries, but I won't waste all our time doing that. You know that we're in 18 countries, and so glad to have an opportunity to share this broadcast with you, share some things about Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood, the only show that focuses on grassroots issues, and we look at it block by block. We also want to let you know that through Facebook, you can check us out. If you're not on Facebook, but on Blog Talk Radio or on our radio station, you can go to facebook.com/DRLDalberto Smith. Or if you're interested in going to Instagram, that's Coach Dr. Lorenza D. Smith 15. So check us out. And as I mentioned on Twitter, the Smith Way, at the Smith Way Production. So we're broadcasting. We're glad to have an opportunity. So we're going to get started because we only have about 30 minutes to do this. So we're down to 24. So we're going to make this thing work like it needs to work. So just hashtag MIDWID, make it do what it do. First of all, let's focus on our Black History Moment. Each show I try to focus on someone who made an impact during, not just only during Black History Month, but throughout the year.
We're going to focus on Brother Victor J. Glover.
When I said brother, because he's a member of my fraternity, so glad to have this young man as a member of the fraternity. Brother Victor J. Glover was initiated in Omicron Pi chapter at California Polytech State University. Let me get it right, Polytech State University, Cal Poly, they call it. He's the first NASA astronaut, Black, let's keep in mind, to have an opportunity to pilot the operational flight called SpaceX Crew Dragon. We give a shout out to Brother Glover, the impact he's making, not so much in the past, but today he's making an impact, being the first Black astronaut with NASA. Awesome. Remember, a Phi Beta Sigma fraternity, and we say hoorah, hoorah, culture for service and service for humanity, making a difference in our community. All right, let's get started with our topic today. We got a host of topics, and our title again, how do you get that cushy job? That's what it's all about. How do you get that cushy job? If you already have the cushy job, you can share with other individuals. Call in and tell us exactly how you managed to get that cushy job you have, and the call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. We'll make sure we get you on the line, identifying with the last four digits of your cell, and then ask you to offer your location. I would prefer location because I want to know where you're located at and see where you're listening to us all around the country and or the world. Then ask you to offer your expertise in the area of how to get that cushy job. One of the first things we always want to focus on is to focus on what does that cushy job mean. You ask yourself, what does that dream job mean? Cushy job, how you want to say it. You know, some people get caught up when they say dream of, they get caught up and say sometimes it don't always mean cushy. You can have that dream job and it may not be cushy. But you also want to keep in mind that's a job that energizes you. See, one of the things about a job that you like going to, see, the small things and being in that dream job or that cushy job is you like going to that job. You enjoy going to that job. You enjoy your coworkers. You enjoy because you are family. See, you're now in a relationship on your job with those co-workers, meaning that y'all are family, y'all, we are one. Just like the song said, we are one. We work together, so we enjoy that. The money sometimes don't pay the great salary, but it pays you the salary that keeps you comfortable. And we have to keep that in mind. So your dream job, not always your cushy job, but you can say, this is going to be the job that's going to allow me to be comfortable, the job that allows me to be energized. The job allows me to be inspired with the people I'm working with. The job allows me to say that famous word, I love what I do. And it gives you one thing that we forget about is purpose. What is your purpose? Until you can find your purpose and understand what your purpose is, you will not be able to identify that dream job or be in that dream job or that cushy job. You're going to be always searching for the next job. And that's another thing. Don't get caught up in searching for the next job. So when you say, what do I mean by the dream job or the cushion job, it's not the same. But one thing you always want to say, I got a feeling of energy. I am energized. I am happy to be on this job. I look forward to going to work. I look forward to working with my cohorts. I look forward to sharing things, the knowledge and gaining knowledge. That's the dream job. That's the cushy job. And we have to make our mind up. Again, you won't be able to find that till you know what your purpose is in life. Look in the mirror. One thing you need to do, make sure you assess yourself every day. That way you can eventually get to one spot where you can say, I know what my purpose is. And on this job, my purpose is, first of all, to be happy. If you own a job to make a whole lot of money, you're going to have a challenge. Some jobs just don't come with a whole lot of money. It comes with comfortable money. And the way you manage your comfortable money, it's going to say a whole lot how long you will be on that job. You can't ever get on a job looking for the next job. I just like in a relationship, getting in a relationship looking for the next partner. You got to make a commitment. That job is all about commitment. Now, I'm going to tell you tips to getting that dream job or that cushy job, however you want to call it. You know, we got a little difference in it, but we're going to keep it in the same lines. The dream job or the cushy job. One of the things is the interview process. We have to understand what the interview process entails. Too many times, individuals don't even understand that. First of all, you interview for a job 365 days, 24 hours a day, and 7 days a week. And you may look at me, what you mean, Doc? What do you mean? Let me kind of break that down when we're talking about when we interview. Everything we do, every minute of our life as we're out and being observed or even at home, someone is watching. So as our Lord and Savior, we know he's watching because he has his hand, he's in the midst. Someone is watching. And one thing I always tell everybody, you will never know, I want you to listen to me, who will be interviewing you for that dream job. So you interview 365 days a year, 24 hours a day, and 7 days a week. I'm going to give you two prime examples, even personal examples that I know, at least one of them, and one I know a friend told me of. The first one, personal. When I was in college, I graduated from college, and I was working on my master's at the same university here in Central Alabama. And I had a meeting with my advisor. And I was working on being a counselor and certification. And I was walking across campus one day. And as I walked across campus, I was, you know, talking and screaming, you know, hey, what up? And talking to everybody and high-fiving and doing that. And when I got over to the building that housed my advisor, and went to his office, he said, I have something to tell you before we get started to meet. I said, and he said, I want you to take this and always remember this. He said, I want you to remember that what you do someone is watching you. You set examples with what you do. He said, I was standing up in this window to watch you walk across campus. He said, how you interact with people, how you was courteous to people, how you showed excitement and energy and how inspiring you was about, and you didn't know what you was coming over to the office to talk more about something related to the counseling certification. And he said, but I can tell you, that's going to go a long way with you. I didn't know he was observing me, and that's why I tell you, you're interviewing 365 days, so you be very careful what you do. If you're on one job and you're looking for that cushy job or that dream job, don't go out and do things that can come back and haunt you. Be very careful. Carry yourself in a manner. Be respectful. Don't be disrespectful because it will come back. You have to be careful even in your personal life because that can affect your job. It can affect the purpose you have on that job. We're not going to put on a mask when we go to work that we're so good, but then at home we act like fools. We're out of control. Your guy told me one day, you know, there's two kind of men in this world. You have a king and you have a fool. He said, which one you going to be? Which one you want to be? So be a king at home and a king also on your job and king out in the street. And when I say that, when you're out there is when you're out. You know, if you go to somewhere and someone gets you upset, you go all off, you never know who's watching you. So you'll be in interview 365 days a year, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So be very careful about how you carry yourself. And that's so important that we have to keep in mind. The second story I want to tell you about, and it's so important how you treat people. And it goes back even when I was giving my example, what encounter in my life. And go back to that gentleman. That gentleman was the same gentleman who recommended me and gave me the insight to get the job that I started in 1984 in McKenzie, Alabama. He recommended me to the superintendent down in the school system. I was recommended because of what kind of person he saw me as. He observed me when I was not knowing I was being observed. So be careful how you carry yourself. Be careful. Do not post things that you don't think can come back at you. It can. It can be used when you're trying to interview for a job. You're at home 1 or 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, you decide you want to post something, you don't know who's up at 1 or 2 in the morning. You don't know who's up at 4 o'clock in the morning. And don't think people can't read your feed. Say they can't read my feed because, you know, all my feeds are private. Not all your feeds are private. You know they're not. Keep it real. So remember, let me get to the point I wanted to share as a second example about your interview and the interviewing process. Had a young man that I know, his family, and he was working as a car dealer, a car salesman, down in the Gulf Coast area. And he was at this facility. He was one, there was only two African-American there. It was a lot of Caucasian individual. And he was working there, and the custodian that come in every day to clean up, he said he would speak to the guy. The other guys wouldn't speak, and they'll be hollering, you need to pick this paper, talking to him in a way that wasn't right. And he would always say, y'all calm down, man. The man got to do his job. You know, the guy was doing his job. You know, so he put in for an interview at Wells Fargo in the same area. And he went to the interview. And he was sitting up in the interview and kept looking at the guy and said, man, I know this guy somewhere. But this can't be the guy that's a custodian cleaning up the car dealership. Because you can remember, some people work a job and have a company, a business, doing a second job, cleaning up, doing stuff after hours. And he said, this can't be the guy. So he went through the interviewing process, and the guy had a team. He had to hit two or three people, and then he said, I want to talk to him alone. So he was wondering now, what did I do wrong, man? What did I do? He said, I'm going to tell you something. You don't remember me. But this guy come to the dealership to clean up after hours, and he was still there. Something called, you're a car salesman, you stay there longer. You don't always leave out when everybody else leaves. And he said, you don't remember me. He said, I'm the guy that come in and clean up every day. He said, you always spoke to me. You always had something kind to say. You ask me questions. And here I am now. You didn't know I was the person and would be the person to interview you. That's why I tell you, interview process, 365 days, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. This led to this young man because he wanted a job in banking. He was in accounting, and he did some banking things. He got that job based on how he showed this individual the kind of respect, not as a person that's below him, but a man that's equal to him. Just keep that in mind. You deal with the interview process. Research the job is the next thing you need to make sure you do. Always research the job that you want. Find out the little small things. See, we take for granted the small things. See, when they ask you during an interviewing process, you know, do you have any questions? Have your question based on the research you have done on that job. The biggest question here is not how much money I'm going to make. The research is what goes on in this company. How can I make a impact in this company? Because I'm not going to be hired going to a job that I'm just going just to go at. This is a dream, a cushy job you're working for. Research that job. Find out what the community, find out the population, find out where you're going to be, you know, where you'll be staying. Find out about the schools. Those are important when you're going to interview for a job. You might can't ask that person that, but research it and already know what's going on. That's a key thing for you to be successful. Be prepared for your interview. Don't go to an interview not doing your research. Don't go to an interview not getting plenty of rest before you go. The night before the interview, get you some rest. Plan what you're going to do. Be on time. Make sure you eat something before you go to that interview. One of the worst things that happens is you sitting up in your stomach is growling because making those noises because you're hungry. That means you are uncomfortable. And we do read from that. I interview many of people. And I can tell you, just knowing and first thing I go, oh, you need a cracker? You need something? Make sure you're prepared. These are small things. Dress professionally appropriate for a job. You can't go and interview for a job, especially the cushy job, with what you wear to the club, men or women. You have to go dress appropriate. I know some people say, well, it's different now. Well, you got to remember who you're going to be hired by. Your mindset may not be like that. Owners don't always think the way you think they should think. So make sure you dress appropriate for that interview. The next thing is prepare a resume and make sure they're aware of it. Don't you select somebody they don't even know you actually call them and say, I would like to use your name on a reference. Is that okay with you? Do not put people down on a reference or for your reference and you hadn't talked with them. It is not about them preparing to, you know, to say what they're going to say about you. They got to be prepared to know they're on there. Just remember that. Make sure the people you selected as a reference are aware that they are a reference for you. You want the cushy job? Do the work. Practice on your interview in advance. The skills. Interviewing is a skill. you can do that skill by practice. Anything you want to be good at it, I don't care if it's sports, I don't care if it's an artist, I don't care if it's broadcasting, you have to practice. Practice on it. Then go back and assess your practice. It might be a video, it might be a voice recording, but go back. But it's good to do a video. Your phone is capable of doing anything now, people. Just keep that in mind. That way you can see how you're sitting. You see if you're moving too much. You're using your hands to talk too much. You know, some people do that. I use my hands to talk, but I also allow to put my hands down. Make sure I don't get caught up with slang with a universal language. Don't get, I say that, but people, you talk this all the time. You what up, man, all the time. You can't go to an interview talking about what up. That's why you record it. You want to get the cushy job. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line. Just ask for your location. If you're comfortable with giving us your name, you also can do that. And then offer your expertise. Share with what you went through. What are some key things that individuals can have? We're talking about block by block. We're talking about getting people high. I know you said we're in COVID-19. We're going through a situation. Yes, we are. But one thing we have to keep in mind is nothing wrong with being prepared. Being prepared. Practice make perfect. That old saying, piss poor preparation going to give you piss poor results. You have to prepare to be successful. All right, the next thing is be on time for your interview. You know it's an hour away or 30 minutes away. It might be in the same city, but it may take 30 minutes to get to the other side of town, to where you need to go because of the traffic. You need to leave at least 40 minutes before. I'm saying 40 minutes before the 30 minutes you're supposed to be. So you should leave at about an hour and 20 minutes before you got to be there. Don't wait the 30 minutes because you don't know what's going to happen. Your car can break down. Somebody can break down in front of you, cause a lot of things. Be prepared. Be on time, you know. Make sure the elements of your application package is correct, in order, and on time. Time value is so important. Get it to them. Make sure it get it in advance. There's nothing wrong with getting it. See, why do we have to wait till the last minute? On my show last, talked about paying bills and making sure you're keeping your credit up. And, you know, it's a difference between a statement date and the due date. There's nothing wrong with paying any time before the due date. There's nothing wrong with sending your materials or having your materials in your possible employer hands beforehand. That gives them a chance to look over it. Check it. Make sure it's grammatically correct. Check it and make sure it's legible. Yeah, we can type everything on the computer. It's easy now because jobs are global now. It's not like going around the corner to go to a job or within your state. Everybody competing for a job is global. And I want you to keep that in mind. If you want the cushy job, be prepared to compete for the job by making sure your application is on time, making sure if you get a chance to interview you on time, making sure your package is in great shape, making sure the reference you have selected are aware of it so they can speak on it, but don't give someone that you think just because. See, it's one thing about it. I always tell you, put your previous employer. But if you didn't, you bumped head with that person, I have no problem. But communicate with them and understand whatever they're going to say might not be what you think they're going to say. So you have to make sure you communicate. Make sure you put a resume together, a portfolio together. These are things you can work on. That's getting you a bound and everything you're doing. You make sure you put it in that portfolio. Have it available for individuals. All right. And the last thing I want you to make sure you do I go back to your interviewing process, 365 days a year, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You must be courteous and professional at all times. I know some people push you. You remember, you don't know whether that person or somebody that's watching you standing to the side will be the one that might be interviewing you. So be very careful. We want to make sure we get a definite shout out to our sponsors, and that's the Alabama Small Business Development Center, located on the campus of Alabama State University. We'll be having a COVID-19 disaster preparedness planning virtual course entitled Continuous Operation, and it'll be held on February the 17th, which is tomorrow, at 11 o'clock a.m. Central Standard Time, and it lasts at 12 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. If you want to be a part of this virtual course, where it's preparing you for things that are in relation to operating during COVID-19, whether as a business. Remember, it's a small business development. You can call Andrea Rogers Mosley at 334-604-5723. Also, you can give a good friend of mine who's working with them, and that's William Scott, and you can call William Scott at 334-320-5438. Give him a call as well, and he can get you. Now, you can register online. Just go online, and you can register. Just go to the Alabama Small Business Development Center. It's at Alabama State University, and you can register for this planning virtual course. So check them out, and they'll have the course tomorrow. Registration deadline is 10 a.m. in the morning, but you can register before then. You can go on there now. So check them out if you want to know more about continuous operation during COVID-19. If you are looking about trying to start up a business, or you have a business and you're trying to make sure you can stay afloat going through this process. All right, the next thing we want to talk about is mistakes that you got to avoid. There are several mistakes that you have to avoid if you want that cushy job. First, one mistake people run into is applying for a job online, then waiting for the phone to ring. It's not going to ring. You're not the only one applying for that job online. It should be some contact information that you ought to be able to say after a couple of days, you call. I'm just trying to follow up on my application, trying to see that you received my application. You have to call. You have to check. You have to check and hold individuals accountable. We all have to be held accountable because you get so busy as an employer, when I hire individuals and they do it online and they, you know, they send me things and they send me an application and I have so many applications. I go through them. A lot of applications, I'll file them. I look for the one that I think is going to fit in. But if you call me and let me know you really want that job, that gives me to pull your application, you know, like, okay, let me put this on the top. Let me read a little bit more about it. Let's possibly send that individual a request to come and be a part of our organization. So just remember, if you apply for a job online, don't wait for the phone to ring. Call them. That's a mistake. Make sure you call them, because if you're waiting for them to call you, they're not going to call you. Standing out for all the wrong reasons. You're standing out for all the wrong reasons. You can post on Facebook, I did this and this, it's slowed up, and you're blowing your money and you're using profanity. That's the wrong reason, because jobs do go and check your Facebook page. They do surf the sea. They do other checks as well, background checks. They do so many things. Be careful what you want to stand out for. Stand out for what's right. The next thing, going after the wrong position. You apply for a job, and you apply for the wrong position that don't fit your requirements, don't what you have as your credentials. You're applying for the wrong position. And that's something you have to keep in mind. Applying online and waiting for them to call you. Standing out, everybody know you for all the wrong reasons. Going after the wrong position. Those three are so important. And if you try to focus on or understand that you have to follow up on that job online, don't make yourself so known because you're constantly in the middle of things. No one wants to hire anybody that go create drama. And make sure you apply for the right position, not for what, I just want to get in the door, then I can get hired. Okay. You may not be qualified to get in the door because that position don't fit your qualification. Just keep that in mind. All right, the next thing we want to look at is solutions. They said, solution for getting that cushy job. They're simple, and there are some key steps. Let me run through them right quickly. Start by doing an unbiased assessment of your unique skills, talent, and ability. You assess yourself. Do I fit in? What can I do? What is my skills? What do I have credentials for? Why, if you don't know exactly what you are capable of doing, how I'm going to sell that to those individuals? I'm not going to be able to sell it to them. All right, the next thing. Once you identify that you, what you bring to the table, explore how valuable those things will be in the workplace. We're talking about your professional value. Running your mouth ain't the professional value, unless you're on this mic where I am. You come to the job, you got to be able to follow the directives. And if you're working with assembly line setting, you need to make sure your team, you're working and getting along with people on your team and you're doing your job. And not talking all the time. Because you got a job you got to do. Just keep that in mind. After you identify your work values, explore your professional interests. We're talking about the solution to getting a cushy job. Your activity, your task, and the role you find stimulating to you. That leads you to get to the type of job that clearly matches what you're looking for. Job that matches you. These are solutions that will help you get that cushy job. Again, the call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll identify you with the last four digits of cell or telephone number. Then I'll make sure I get you on the line when you offer your location or name. It'll be fine. Location will be awesome. And the last is two other things I want you to focus on when you're trying to get that cushy job. These are solutions to getting that cushy job. Finally, put the above pieces together to create your dream job profile. Your profile. Know exactly your interest. What position you're going after. What are your skills? Have a good attitude. Your attitude determines your aptitude. Just keep that in mind. And finally, when you're going through the process, take a breath before you resume your focus. Diverse and your gimmick-free job search. Because you got to take a breath because you're going to run into all kinds of things in that process. You're going to be diverse. It's going to be challenging. You know, you have to be focused. Take a breath. And relax. Those are the things you need to do to get that cushy job. How do you get that cushy job? Know what you're looking for. Identify the things that are considered to be tips. Look at ways you can land that job. Then finally, but not have solutions so you can have the cushy job you're looking for. It's been awesome coming before you. Thank you so much. God is so good. He has blessed us to do something else again, make a difference through this vessel, WBS, W Internet Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and all of the other social media, Clubhouse that's available, as well as the room. It's been awesome. Let me give a shout out to these individuals that joined us on Facebook, and we'll be back on tomorrow, which is our sports show at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, Talking Sports Plus. Check us out on WBSW Internet Talk Radio, as well as Facebook, Instagram, and please, please check us out as well on our room. Be a part of our room. Join our room. It'll be out there. It'll be available to everybody. You can be a part and share your thoughts. And that's where I can see you and you can see me like you're looking at me right now. Thank you so much. And I'm going to read off those names that are doing it. But check us out tomorrow at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, Talking Sports Plus. We just the voice of the historical black colleges and universities, high school and middle school athletic in the southeastern part of the United States. 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard. I'm going to shout again to Tony Pearson from down in McKenzie, one of my players back in the day. Thank you, Tony, so much. Bobby Schuker, another one of my players from McKenzie down there. Thank you all so much for being a part of it. Marie Martin, thank you, Marie Martin, for taking time to be with us. Andrea Metley, thank you, Andrea, for just having that opportunity and that time available to be a part of this. This is Katisha Harris Reese. Thank you so much. A new life member. Thank you so much. And we have Dana Bowser, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. She's also the owner of Zuma with Mamacita. You can go to her page, Dana Bowser, type her name in, and you can and become a friend, and some of the things she's selling. And also, she have a session on various nights. I've seen it on Monday night. I've seen it on Wednesday night. Check out Zuma. And we have quite a few people who joined. Last time, I think she had up above 20 or 30, I believe. And I remember seeing that. And they were working hard, grinding. They're joining us. You can do the same. It is done virtual. Check out Dana Bowser, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. It's been awesome being with you today. It's time for us to call it quit. God is so good. He has blessed us again. He has blessed us to be able to come before you and share some things that are on our mind about our neighborhood. See, Dr. Lowe's neighborhood is all about grassroots issues, topics that focus on what's going on in your neighborhood, block by block. Having a job, having a cushion job is so important. So we will join you on tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. Then also we have two shows on Thursday. We have a 1 o'clock show, which is, again, Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood at 1 o'clock. Then at 6 o'clock tomorrow, we're going to have the Love Cafe. Check us out. And we're going to share some things about love. That's what it's all about. It's been good to be with you. God is so good. And as we leave, I always tell you, hashtag, one life matters. It's COVID-19. It does matter. Follow protocol. Wear a mask. Now we are moving to double mask. Wear a double mask. There are some variants out there are not playing. And don't say, well, they haven't got to us yet. It is here because we've had a couple cases if you're in the central Alabama, as well as the Birmingham, whatever in your country, wherever you are in the world, there are some cases popping up. You have the UK variant as well as the South African variant. So you're going to need two masks. Your vaccine is available, as we know, because we're still trying to find out. I know what we're saying, that we got the answer. We know it is for COVID-19, how it exists from the beginning. Now, How does it do with the UK and the South American, South African variant? Check that out. All right. We want you also, hashtag, to be responsible. Take care of yourself. Stay out of small, lack of ventilation places. got a large crowd. Now is getting now, as I read articles, small social crowds, even family gatherings. The spread is going rapidly. Make sure you, so be responsible. Hold your family members accountable. That's what Dr. Lowe's neighborhood is about. We're holding the block by block, holding our family accountable. Also, hashtag keep on grinding. Hashtag communicate for understanding. And I always tell everybody as I leave my show, send a virtual hug. If you ever give a hug to someone, especially your immediate family, give them a hug. Tell them you love them. Tell them you love it, love them, because it's some challenging time. It has a strain financially, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically. All of those are being strained at this time. Tell them you love them and mean it. Show it. And that's what it's all about. And as I close out, I always tell everybody, it's so important to be blessed, but understand where your blessing comes from. Give God the praise, and don't be afraid to do that, because that's what it's all about. God is so good. He's blessed us to see so many days so far. So as we close out, I want you to keep in mind, as I shout at every show with joy and happiness, I always shout and say, I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. We want you to have an awesome rest of the day, and we will be seeing you, because, you know, I got love for you, and ain't nothing you can do about it.
And all of that, and it's too good. I don't deserve.